We ended off yesterday talking about the situation of Meis B'Racheres. When does Aveilah start if an individual Onen is at a remote location and not going to be attending the Kvura and not being Osek B'Tzarchei Meis? Just to clarify one point I made yesterday that I realized afterwards, it may have been interpreted as conflating two different scenarios that shouldn't be conflated. And that is, we discussed the machlokas between the Nativ and the son-in-law, Rebbe Fel Shapira. In the case of a person who receives a telegram that Meis lo Meis in a different city, and that person is not Osei B'tzarchei Kfura and not going to travel to the Kfura, and the machlokas as to whether in that situation the Avelis begins right away, or is it analogous to Nimsa Lukasafim, where the Avelis begins right away, and that was the position of Rebbe Fel Shapira. Or the Nesiv held that in that situation, the Avelis begins after Kfura because the din of Nimsa Lekasafim is only relevant where you're actually Osek initially, and then you give over the Meis to the Kasafim and you stop your Hisaskus. But if you're never Osek from the get-go, then Aninus carries over until, and Avelis only begins at the point of Kfura. This scenario of let's say the common scenario where the Meis is Nifter here in New York, and then the Kfura is in Eretz Yisrael, and there are relatives here in New York that accompany, that attend the Levaya, that are Osei B'Tzarchei Meis, and then don't travel with the Meis to Eretz Yisrael. In that case, and that's some of the tshuvas that we quoted from Moshe yesterday, we're talking about that kind of a case. So there, everyone could agree that there is a din of Hachzaras Panim, that the Krovim that are Osei B'Tzarchei Meis, and let's say attend the Levaya here in New York, but don't attend the Kfura in Eretz Yisrael, and then go home, leaving aside considerations of Gadol Habayis, where that may or may not be relevant. But in that situation, there everyone could agree that potentially that that's the case of Hachzaras Panim, and there the Avelis would begin once the Avelim go home and are no longer involved in the Kfura. In a situation where the Avelim travel with the Aron on a plane, Rav Avadya writes in the Chazon Avadya, page Kuf Samech Hei, that in that situation, while the Onen is traveling on the plane, there's no din of Aninos because it's not shayach to be Osek B'Tzarchei Hameis. That at that point during travel, there's nothing he could do to be involved in Tzarchei Hameis, and therefore there's no Aninos. So you'd have Aninos until you get onto the plane, you'd have Aninos when you get off the plane, but there's no Aninos in flight. That's what Rav Avadya writes. That's a little bit like the comment that the Ramah has in Sif Gimel over here. The Ramah writes, Malkum Shenosin Hameis Meir Leir, in Malkum Karufu, Havik Ilumut Alefanov, Avalamu Malkum Racho, Kigon Mahalash Neyamim, Mutter Ad Sheavo Leir Kfurasa. And if you're traveling on a long journey, the Ramah says a 2-day journey, then there's no aninus when you're in transit until you arrive at Ir Kfirasa. If you look at Rav Sternbach in the Tshuvas van Hagos that we quoted last time, Rav Sternbach actually takes this comment to the Ramah pretty far and presents it almost like there's a halacha mishmisinei of 2 days, that if there's a journey that's going to take 2 days, then there's no aninus in the interim. Now, more likely, the Ramah simply reflecting a reality of hisaskus, that if it's that long journey and there's no way of doing any hisaskus during the journey, so then aninus could be suspended in the interim. Lemaisa, I don't think that even if you accept the theory of Rav Avadya of having aninus as suspended during a time that there's no possibility of hisaskus nowadays. That's less likely because even when you're on the plane, you have the possibility of hisaskus. So you can even make phone calls on planes now and do other things to communicate that there are possibilities of hisaskus even if you're on a plane. So could be even according to Rav Avadya's theory, in practice, in most situations, if you have the possibility of hisaskus, then there shouldn't be a suspension of aninos. I saw in Rabbi Simcha Bonim Kohn Sefer, he says, if you're even if you assume that aninus could be suspended, but if you were working on preparing a hesped on the plane, that also would be considered to be hisaskus. Not sure if that's necessarily bachreach. I mean, if you accept the theory that is suspended, there's no possibility of hisaskus. I'm not sure if that's bachreach that preparing a hesped is considered hisaskus, but tzorchei akvura or tzorchei meis. But be that as it may, Rav Avadya may be consistent with his position. We'll get to this a little bit later today, Blineder, of Mincha Ne'er Shabbos. So we'll see the Piskei Tshuva quotes the possibility of a Yad Eliyahu that he rejects. We'll get to a little bit later that an Onein, as we'll see, most of the restrictions of Aninus are suspended on Shabbos. The restrictions of Brachos and Mitzvos, etc., are suspended on Shabbos because there's no possibility of his Askus. So there is a suggestion in Achronim that that should be true for davening Mincha Erev Shabbos as well, that you come to Shul Erev Shabbos, 10 minutes, they daven Mincha, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for Shkia. There's no possibility of his Askus anymore at that point because there's nothing more to do. Shabbos is coming in. So Rav Avadya assumes like that position in the Yad Eliyahu that the Yad Eliyahu rejects, that you do daven Mincha Samach L'Shabbos in that situation because L'maisa, there's no possibility of his Askus. So that approach, that Aninus is theoretically suspended when there's no possibility of his Askus, that seems to be consistent with the Mincha Erev Shabbos scenario and with the traveling on a plane scenario, as opposed to most poskim that assume that you don't daven Mincha Erev Shabbos, even Samach L'Shkia, which is our general common practice. And I think most would assume that, especially nowadays, where, as I said, you do have the possibility of a saskus on a plane, though that aninus would not be suspended. So in the Emes LeYaakov, the notes of the notes of Yaakov Kamenetsky on Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, they quote there in Siman Ayin Aleph that Rabbi Yaakov said that if you're traveling on a plane, so you're still tarred, and people may consult you. You have some involvement in the Tzorach HaMeis, even when you're traveling. Rabbi Karp says a little bit differently that you're b'chlal aninus when you're on the plane, because the fact that you're accompanying the Meis is itself a form of hisaskus. If you're accompanying the Aron on the plane, so ein lecha osei b'tzorach HaMeis godel miza, in a sense that you're accompanying the Aron to Kruas. I believe that common practice, or the appropriate common practice, is that the restrictions of aninus are in place even if you are on a plane. Okay, now let's talk about Nihuge Avelus during the period of Aninus. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Aleph Beis, Me'emes HaYishchayiv Adam Be'evel, at what point is a person Mechuyiv in Nihuge Avelus, Misha Yisasem Agolel, from the time of Kvura and on. Avakozman shelo nikbar hames eno aser bedaver min advarim sha avel aser ben. But so long as the kvura hasn't taken place, an avel is not restricted, is not bound by the halachos of aninus. So says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that the isurei avelus and ihugi avelus are not noheg prior to kvura. That's the position of the Ritz Geis quoted in the Torah, that Avelus is not noheg during Aninus at all. And the Torah writes that that seems to be the position of Tosfos, Moed Katan Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel Veino Ochel, Moed Katan Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel Veino Ochel, Veino Ochel. Tosfos there, Veino Ochel Basar Veino Shosayayin, that's the Brisa and Mesechus Machos that we have in Brachos Yitzayin Amid Beis, where we were working off, but quoted here on Kaf Gimel Amid Beis as well. So Tosfos writes that Dvarim Shehei Mishum Evel Mutar Gabe One Uba Avelus Asurin. So those Isurim that are Avelus Halachos are not applicable Bisman Aninus. Aval Dvarim Sheinam Asurin Mishum Avelus Ela Mishum Sheyesh Lelias Tarid Bikvuras Meso V'lei Mashich Acher Dvarim Acherim Kigon Achilas Basar Shesis Yayin Asiri Ba'onein Dafka. So those halachos that are connected to the requirement, the need for an oni to be osi b'sarchei meis, that if you were to do these things, they would prevent proper hisaskus. So that's noeg only during aninus, basar v'yayin, kiyumei mitzvos, as opposed to regular nihuge avelus and nisiri avelus that are not noeg during aninus at all. Okay, so the Torah says, Tosfos here, seems to be that approach that is mefurish in the Rambam, that there are no restrictions of avelus per se in place during the period of aninus. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban in Torah's Adam, page Resh Yud Beis in the Masada Rav Kook edition, Torah's Adam, page Resh Yud Beis. Let's try to bring it up here on the screen. So the Rabban writes, "Le'inyan she'ilta the she'ilna kamechon lama lo chivu ba'velus kishemesu mutalafanav shu ikar aninus ve'ikar meriruso shal adam ve'alav k'siv achrisaki yamar." So why is it that the nihugei avelus are not noheg during the period of aninus? After all, aninus is a time of the most intense emotional reaction. So wouldn't it be appropriate that isurei and nihugei avelus be in place during aninus? Yesh lomar, the vaday noheg hu b'mikzas divrei avelus. So the Ramban says the premise of the question is incorrect, that there definitely is, there definitely are nihugei avelus that are noheg during the period of aninus. That if asr yayin is asr, then rechitza and sicha are kol shekein asr. Ve'achila kol tzarach nami asr olav. Ein tzarach lomar she'asr b'simcha u'b'tisparis, can't get a haircut. Lo tikshi lach mishenimsa l'rabin demutu lach al basav lishas yayin kei mishen emutu lav l'kavro. And even when the din of nimsa l'kasafim kicks in, at that point you're allowed to eat basr yayin, you still can't be involved in or practice those nihugei avelus that are simcha related. You can't engage in shela shalom. You can't do melacha either. And we'll talk about the din of mita kfuya a little bit later. So all these nihugei avelus are noheg even bisman aninus. V'chein yira'od she'ikra avelus min ha'Torah eino ela b'idunin. The ikra avelus are those nihugei avelus that restrict physical enjoyment. Kagon v'chisa v'sicha v'tashmish v'simcha tefillin shem pe'er v'tichboses v'tisparis v'simchein. The common denominator of most nihugei avelus is that they restrict a person's enjoyment. The washing, anointing, tashmish, simcha, laundry, haircuts, that's all. Those are all idunin on some level. The avelus kishemashal is asik bedvarim shel simcha ela bedvarim shel avelus. V'zeu aninus shebelev shemimenu lamdu shelo is asik bedvarim shel simcha. So it makes sense that these nihugei avelus that are idunin related should be knowing even during the period of aninus, because that reflects the emotion of aninus. Aval minel v'sandal v'tifa eina min ha'Torah. Shalom Amr Torah La'anos Ulitzer Nafsho Minohik Shalkol Ha'olam. However, those Nihugei Avelus are Ramban things that are Mishum Idunin are somehow within the framework of Avelus Yarmishan Daraisa. But not wearing shoes and Ativa Sarosh, that's not Minotorah. Because that's going the other direction. That's not a lack of simcha. That's not a lack of idunin. That's active tsar. So there, shalom amr Torah lanos ulitzar nasho minog shel kol olam. Minog shel kol olam. Fika chikilu be'elu ad sheikaver. V'hu atam ba'atzma l'masha amr be'evel yotzi l'derech noel. Ba'avel yotzi l'derech noel. That's why we're making on these things until kfura. And that's why there are dispensations for an ilus asandal if a person's traveling, even during avelus. So we're more inclined to be mekel on the ilus asandal because that's on a lower level of nihugei avelus than those which are mishum idunin. And then the Ramban goes on to say, I'm sorry, actually, I skipped over that line. Let's go back. Put it back again. The Ramban at the end of the previous paragraph had said, Lo amru ela she'eno choleitz min alasand of eno ma'ate ferosh ve'eno chay bekviyas mitaso. During aninus, you don't have to restrain yourself from wearing shoes. You don't have to engage in ativas ferosh kviyas mita. The elu akilu lavim neshu tarid be'iskayemes. These things are makel, and because you're tarid be'iskayemes, so mutalav l'kavra v'leilachim omi ir le'ir, you have to travel. In basal ha'achmir lav b'chalitza sandal min of ativas ferosh. If you're going to have to walk around without shoes and with towels over your head or with some kind of a tivas harosh, then that's going to impact on your ability to be properly osi b'sakhameis. It's going to delay you. That's why we're not machmir on these things for an onen. Anything that's going to interfere with your ability to engage in proper askus b'sakhameis, that's not knowing during avelus. But in principle, the other nihugi avelus are indeed noheg during aninus. So lahalacha, open up the Shulchan Aruch again. So it's clear what the Ramah's position is in Shin Mem Hei. The Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim, the Asir Bechitza V'sicha V'simcha V'sheila Shalom V'tisparis V'malacha. The Rama says, Yesh Omrim, that an onein is aser in rechitza sicha simcha shela shalom tisparis in malacha. So this Yesh Omrim is clearly the position that we saw in the Ramban. What does the Mechaber hold? The Mechaber just writes in Sif Hei, kol zman shel nikbar hameis eino cholitz min al v'sandal ve'eino chayu bativas arosh kviyas hamita. That we'll get to later, the yeshiva al-gabi karka aspect here. But the Mechaber just says what you don't have to do, what's not knowing. So ne'ila sandal is not knowing. Ativa sarosh kriya samita is not knowing. What about the other nihugi avelus? The Mechaber is silent. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks, Aruch HaShulchan os kav ches, that the Mechaber is paskening like the Rambam. That there are no nihugi avelus that are noheg during aninus. Even though the Mechaber doesn't present Lashon Hara, the Rambam is pretty clear that Nihugei Avelus are not Noheg during Aninus, and the Mechaber and the Rambam writes that explicitly. The Mechaber here is just quoting the half of the Ramban about what is not Noheg. But the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that fundamentally the Mechaber is really passing like the Rambam that nothing's Noheg. Again, if nothing's Noheg, why did the Mechaber just quote the Lashon Ramban about the half of the things that aren't noheg? Because the other half aren't noheg either, he should have quoted a more direct statement along the lines of what you find in the Rambam. I'm not sure, but that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understood the Mechaber. But if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sukkatan Kaf Gimel, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer that the Mechaber is agreeing to the entirety of the Ramban. And the Ramah is coming to be Mefarish. And even though the Ramah quotes this as the Yesh Omrim, so as we know, at least within Mechaber, sometimes the Mechaber will quote something as the Yesh Omrim if it's only explicit in one Rishon, even if no one necessarily argues. So what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Chasam Sofer is that maybe the Ramah says Yesh Omrim because it's not mefurish in the Beis Yosef. So he doesn't want to say explicitly that it's mefurish the Mechaber because it's not mefurish that way in the Beis Yosef, but that's what he means to do. That's the assumption of the Chasam Sofer according to Pesachei Tshuva, that the Ramah is coming to be mefurish the Mechaber, and that seems to be reasonable in light of the fact that the Mechaber is essentially just quoting part of the Lashon HaRamban. So common practice is that an onein wears regular shoes until the point of kfura, based on this carve out in the Ramban that even though nihugi avelus are noheg during aninos, nilas sandalus is an exception. Rav Schechter pointed out, and both Rav Schechter and Rabbi Wulig were knowing this lemaisa, as was I, that nowadays we have canvas sneakers, so wearing a canvas sneaker is not going to impact on your ability to be oseg b'tzarchei hames. And therefore, it would be appropriate for an onain to be knowing the use of an ilas sandal and wear canvas sneakers. Wear is not going to impact on the ability to be oseik b'tzarchei emes, as opposed to the more common practice of wearing shoes to the cemetery and then taking them off as soon as the kura is over. Now, what about Yitzia Mitoch HaBayis? So Rama says, Aval Mutar Latze is mi Pesach Beis. So presumably, that also fits in the same category because you have to be Oseik B'Tzarchei HaMeis. So you have to leave the house in order to be Oseik B'Tzarchei HaMeis. The Baal Yerushalayim points out in Se'if Katan Kuf Yud that Mistima Saposkim, it sounds like there's a low plug. That even though the theory is that the reason you're allowed to be Yosei min HaBayis as opposed to an Avel who's not Yosei Mitzarchei HaMeis is that you need to leave the house in order to be Yosei Mitzarchei HaMeis. But it sounds like once Ramatra that across the board, even if you're leaving Shelo Alitzarech Sarech HaMeis. In the Divrei Sofrim Sifkatan Peites, he points out that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch sounds like that it is Aser if it's not Alitzarech HaMeis. The dispensation, the allowance for Yitzim and Abayis is only if you're being Yotzei Alitzarech HaMeis. And so Rav Shechter says here as well that you shouldn't leave the house if it's Shelo Alitzarech HaMeis, just like Nilas HaSandal is only permitted to the extent that it's not going to interfere with Tzarchei Kvura. So if you have a way of being knowing the Yosef Nilas HaSandal without interfering with Tzarchei Kvura, you should. The same thing we'd see in Mitoch HaBayis. It's only Mutter if it's going to assist, if you need to leave the house, to be Yosef Tzarchei HaMeis. But otherwise, Rav Shechter thinks that there would be Yosef for an Oni to leave the house if it's Shelo Litzarech HaMeis. Okay. So the Mechaber in Sifhei that we just read has a line, Aval Aser Leishev Elishin Al Gabi Mita Filukvu. You're not allowed to sit or lay down on a bed, even if it's a Mita Kvuya. So we'll talk about Kvuya Samita when we get up to that in the Hugei Avelos. But even a Mita Kvuya, you're not allowed to sit or lay down on during Aninus. So what is this based on? So the Rabban in the Torah Sa'adam, page Ayin Dalet, quotes a Brisa from Avel Rabasi. Brisa says, Avel calls man shemesa muta lefanav. So someone who's an onen, eino yashen lo al gabe mita zakufa. He's not allowed to sleep on a straight bed, a normal bed, lo al gabe mita kfuya. He's not even allowed to sleep on a messed up bed, on a folded bed, as an avel mikradin should be. Perish, Eliyashu al gabe karka. If he can't sleep on a folded bed, he can't sleep on a straight bed. What can he sleep on? Sleeps on the ground. Kedam rinan eino mesiv. Just as we have the Gemara in Brachos Yizayin Rebeis that an onin is eino mesiv ochel, so he can't recline while eating. So too, he can't lay down in a normal fashion. He has to sleep on the floor. So just to note, this Avol Rabasi that the Ramban quotes is a source for the dinner in Shulchan Aruch. The Avol Rabasi that the Ramban quotes doesn't talk about sitting. He talks about sleeping. You can't sleep on a mita kfuya, and definitely not on a mita zakufa. You can only sleep on the ground. The Torah and the Mechaber quote this as being relevant to yeshiva as well. That you're not allowed to sit al gabe mita filu kfuya, implying that you have to sit on the ground as well. So is this din of yeshiva gabe karka, the regular din of yeshiva gabe karka for an avel? That just like an avel has to sit on the ground, so too, to the extent that nihuge avelus are nohe during aninus, if it doesn't interfere with tzarchei kvura, then an avel, an onei needs to sit on the ground as well? Or is this a different halacha? Is this somehow an aninus halacha that's distinct from the issur yeshiva gabe karka of an avel? So the Ramban, as we saw, compares this to the din of eino mesiv. So eino mesiv is not a halacha in avelus, that's only an aninus halacha. as we touched on this a little bit at the end of the Chabura on Monday, but the reason for the Isser Mesiv is we presented then Mesiv as being a function of some kind of leisurely eating along the lines of the Achilas Kol Tzarcho of the Yerushalmi. So that's how the Ramban, that's how the Tamid Rabbein Yonah presents it. Tamid Rabbein Yonah on Daf Yudam Beis B'Daf Beirif says that it's the Pram L'Kvias. If you're going to be massive, if you're going to recline or eat in a formal fashion, so then you're going to forget or be distracted from being Osei B'Tzarchi Ames. And the Rabbein Yonah seems to compare it to that din in the Yerushalmi of not being Ochel Kol Tzarcho. The Rashi, there on Yedzayin Rebeis, writes that the problem being Mesiv is Kederach HaMesubin B'chashivas Al Tzido HaSmalis Ubamita. But not to eat in the way that you lean is a function of Chashivas on your left side. But so either way, this is something that's inappropriate, not consistent with the mindset of an Onei, not consistent with the responsibilities of an Onei. So the Ramban compares this din to Mesiv, which is really only an Anina Salacha, not an Avela Salacha. And the Divrei Malkiel, who's kind of bothered by this, Divrei Malkiel Chelek Beis Simon Tzadi Beis, Lamjarov, Divrei Malkiel Chelek Beis Simon Tzadi Beis, so he's partially bothered by what he notes as common practice being to sit normally during the period of Aninus. But he kind of picks up on this comparison to Mesiv in suggesting that maybe this Salacha is limited to Sha'as Achila and Sha'as Shena. So it's clear in the Aval Arbasi that this is a sleeping halacha. They have to sleep in a different position. And it's extended by in the Mechaber and the Torah to Yeshiva. But because of the Ramban's connection to Mesiv, the Melchiel suggests that maybe it's really limited to Sha'as Achila and not sitting down under other circumstances. But that the Mesiv comparison points to this being perhaps a uniquely Aninus Halacha, not the same as the Shiva Gabi Karka. The other direction, the Briska Rav on the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis assumes that the Ramban here, who quotes this Halacha of Yeshiva Gabi Karka, or at least Sheino Gabi Karka, that the Ramban is Lishitaso, that Nihugi Avelis are Noheg during Aninus. The way the Briska Rav frames the distinction is that, and the Ramban itself, the distinction is between idunim and things that are going to interfere with your ability to be osei b'tzarchei ames. So the Briska Rav transposes it a little bit, and the formulation that he uses is to distinguish between yisuri avelus that are b'shevi al tasa, not getting a haircut, not doing your laundry, not engaging in shela shalom. So all those things are not washing yourself. So those are nihugi avelus b'shevi al tasa that are nohig b'aninus, as opposed to those which are b'kum v'asei, like kviya samita, which are noheg, which are not noheg during aninus, tifas arosh and kviya samita. He says the Ramban is lishitaso that in principle isure avelis are noheg, and therefore yeshiva gabe kark is noheg during aninus, just as it's noheg during avelis. But he points out that within Kviya Samita, in general and Avelis, there are two halachos. There's a din b'kum v'asei of folding the bed, of Kviya Samita. And then there's an iser of sleeping on a mita zakufa. So you're not allowed, you have to fold a bed, and you're not allowed to sleep on a normal bed. So the Briska Rav says within the Ramban that b'shas aninos, only one of those applies. The chiyah b'kum v'asei of being kof for the mita, that does not apply during aninos. But the iser of sleeping in a normal position, that does apply during aninos. So he thinks that the Ramban is lishitaso, that nihugi avelis are knowing during aninos, and therefore the iser yeshiva gabe karka is the same iser yeshiva gabe karka that we find by avelis. And that's why you have to sleep on the ground. You can't sleep on a mita kfuya, but you can't even sleep on a mita kfuya, but there's no chiyah b'kum v'asei of kfiyas hamita. the difficulty with this is, as the Brother Shulchan points out, that during Avelus, there's no issur to sleep on a mita kfuya. You're not allowed to sleep on a mita zakufa. A mita kfuya, you're called for the bed and you sleep on a mita kfuya. And here, the Ramban, quoting the Avelar Basi, asur sleeping even on a mita kfuya. It's not exactly the same halacha as Avelus. It's more chamer than the halacha be Avelus. So that the Brisker Rav doesn't seem to focus on. And that's what the Badi Yashochan raises and leaves that as a tzarachi. And if this really is the same halacha as Avelus, then why is it usher to sleep even on a mita kifuya? The Divrei Sofrim records again that the minug is to be mekel to sit normally. The Rabbi Karp notes this as well, although Rabbi Karp says that he thinks it's kedai to be machmir not to sit on a normal chair during achila, like the Lam Jerod, like the Divrei Malkila, thinks that the Iker Isser is only b'shas achila. But he still notes that minhag olam seems to be mekel. Rav Shechter wasn't sure why the minhag olam is to be mekel, because it sounds like the din should still apply. When it comes to sleeping, so that's easy to understand because, as we'll see, even during Avelus, we're makel nowadays on sleeping because it's difficult for us to sleep on a mita kfuya. So we'll talk about why mita kfuya may not be knowing bechlal nowadays. But as far as sleeping is concerned, in general, we are makel. The Badi Yashulchan suggests that maybe the genesis of the kulos, when it comes to this din baninus nowadays, is that on some level, you could be samech on the Rambam, who doesn't mention the din of Yeshiva Gabe Kark, and the Brisker Rav thinks that the Rambam assumes that just like other nihugei avelos don't apply during aninus, this doesn't either. And since if you're going to sleep on Gabe Kark, you're not going to be osei karai b'tzarchei ames, so then at least for that, you can rely on the Rambam. That you don't have to be knowing this din of sleeping on the ground. So could be that the Baal HaShulchan doesn't say what I'm going to say now, but it could be that may also explain on some level the minhag not to be makbid on this during the daytime either as far as yeshiva, that if you're going to sit on the ground, that also could impact on your ability to be osek b'tzarchei ames. Even if you don't assume, we'll talk when we get to this in Hilchas Avelus, Rabbi Willock's Kiddush, or his position, that the din of Yeshiva Gabe Karka for an Avil is only relevant, is Manchi Yesh Menachem Mitzvah. It's only relevant when people are there for Nichma Avelim. That's where you have to sit on the ground. And there are obviously no Menachem in B'Shas Haninus. But even without that, if you're going to sit on the ground, that's potentially going to impact on your ability to be also B'Tzar Chemes. You have to be more active. You're running around and on top of things. And if you're going to sit on the ground, that could, in some way, diminish your effectiveness in being on top of the situation, being properly also b'tzar chemes. So maybe that also, on some level, is a reason for common practice to sit normally during the period of aninus. Let's talk about aninus on Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yeches Amud Aleph says that on Shabbos, mesav ochel basar v'shos yayin. So you're mesav, you eat basar and yayin. Mevarech mezamein, mevarech and alav, mezamein alav. V'chai b'chol ha-mitzvah samus b'torah. So everything is noheg on Shabbos. All the mitzvahs are noheg. There are no aninus restrictions that prevent an onen from performing mitzvahs and from reciting brachas. Or Shem Gamliel Omer, or Gamliel in one version, b'toshin eschai be'elun eschai be'kulan. That once you're chayiv in all these mitzvahs, you're chayiv in all mitzvahs. Yom Rabbi Yochanan may be nayu. So what's the difference between Tanakam and Shingam Liel? It sounds like they're saying the same thing. What's the Shingam Liel coming to add? Mitoshin is chayiv, Eilin is chayiv, Bekul, and Tanakam already said, he's chayiv b'chol mitzvahs ha-muris b'torah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan may be nayu, Tashmin Shamita ika be nayu. That according to Shingam Liel, it's even mutter b'tashmish for an onain because that's mitzvah ona. So even mitzvah ona is b'chlal that you're chayiv b'chol mitzvos hamuros b'torah. So the Gemara presents this as a machlokas tanoim. Tanakam and Chachamim hold that an onain is aser b'tashmish on Shabbos, and Shem Gamliel holds that an onain is mutter. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah there on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Bedaf Beirif going on to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph writes as follows. Pull it up on the screen. Okay. Tashmi Shamita Ikibainayu, Perish, the Tanakam, the Svirluhu, the Chai Bechola, Mitzvah Samuas Batora, Avaltashmi Shamita Afa Pidyeshba Mitzvah Ona Aser, why? Shame Archa Shamesa Mutalafanov, Kalis Rosh Havilashamish Mitaso, the Eskosa. The Tanakam says, you're right, that you call Mitzvah Samuas Batora. But Ona, that's going too far. That's a certain Kalis, a certain Kalis Rosh, to engage in Tashmish when you're an Onain, that's not right. Gamliel holds that no, that's also one of the mitzvos. You're mechuyev in ona, but only if you're doing a l'shem mitzvah, not if you're doing it l'hanaso. And we paskin like the chachamim that it's aser b'tashmish even l'shem mitzvos ona. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah go on. They quote Rabbeinu Yonah as disagreeing with Apsak. Al inyan Apsak, Omer Mori Harav, Shein Alaka Ketana Kama, the Aser Elakir Gamliel. V'chai v'chal mitzvah sam b'rispar Torah, afilu b'mitzvah sona. Ubi Yerushalmi pasku b'feirish kemoso. Even though here we have a machlokas chachamim and Rav Gamliel, and we should say yachid v'rabim alachid karabim, but the Yerushalmi, it's beferish that it's mutter. V'chitem v'lenachish the Yerushalmi, the kevin shani ro'im mitam and shalani shacholkim alav rabbanan, v'kai milan ki rabbanan, the yachid v'rabim alachid karabim, why should we paskin like the Yerushalmi, lo naniach tamud aruch shebiyadenu, v'nis melchal Yerushalmi, says the Rabbeinu Yonu zu'enu kusha, v'mnei, shizab sak gam kein b'chol atam and shalanu, the Kai Milan, Halacha Kedivri Amekel Be'avel. No, we invoke Halacha Kedivri Amekel Be'avel, and therefore you are authorized. We can pass a life to Gamliel, even though it's a minority opinion. It's a yachid against the rabbim, because Halacha Kedivri Amekel Be'avel. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Most Rishonim disagree. And Arpsak and Shulchan Aruch follows the Rov Yishonim, the Rush and the Ram and the Riff against the Rabbeinu Yonah, that Tashmish is Aser on Shabbos. What about the Rabbeinu Yonah's argument, Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avil? So the Rush writes and the Ramban writes, yeah, Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avil, but this isn't Avelus, this is Aninus. And you don't say Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'onain, you only say Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avelus. That's what the Rush writes, sorry. And the Ramban writes the Ramban basically writes the same thing, but he says the reason that we don't say Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'onein is that we're machmir b'kavod ames. So when it comes to Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avel, so we'll have to talk, if we get to it, b'hemsheich, what the nature of Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avel is. But there's no kavod ames aspect during Avelus the same way that we have it during Aninus. And therefore, Kavod Ames would dictate that we don't default to say Halacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'onein. So that's a position of Rov Yishonim against Rabbeinu Yonah, that Tashmish is Aser for an Onein on Shabbos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brura assumes, Mishnah Brura Simon Ayin Aleph Sivkat and Ches, Simon Ayin Aleph Sivkat and Ches, that this psak, that Tashmish is Aser for an onen on Shabbos, is reflective of a broader idea that all avelos shebetzina is noeg for an onen on Shabbos. That whatever nihuge avelos are noeg for an onen, so just as nihuge avelos for an avel, if it's avelos shebetzina is noeg on Shabbos, we'll talk about the parameters of that b'hemsheich. So too, the same is true for an onen, that the nihuge avelos that are noeg for an onen on Shabbos If it's avelis bitzina, if it's a nihug that is bitzina, that's going to be noig for an onain as well. And that is most relevant to Talmud Torah. As the Magen Avraham paskins in Hilchas Chalamoid, Simen Tafkuf Memches, Sif Katan Ches, Tafkuf Memches, Sif Katan Memches, that an onain, he quotes from Shuvas Maram, that an onain beregel is aser b'divrei Torah, kudei shar mesam chilev, and an onain kol shekein cannot get an aliyah on yantiv. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sifkatin Yid Aleph, Ayin Aleph Yid Aleph Lalacha, that there is an iser of Talmud Torah for an onain even on Shabbos. And that makes sense. If Dvarin Shabbat Sinner, Noheg, on Shabbos, then that would extend for an Oni, that would extend to Talmud Torah, excuse me, as well. The Mishnah Berurah has another comment, though, in Tafkuf Memches, which is where the Magen Avraham is, in Hilchos Chol Hamoed, Tafkuf Memches of Katan Kuf Aleph, Tafkuf Memches of Katan Kuf Aleph. So there the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, but then he quotes the Dog Mervava. He quotes the Dog Mervava, that's Masig, that no, there's no Isser Talmud Torah for an Onain on Shabbos, or there the context is on Yantiv. And the Mishnah writes in Shaar Tzion and Sukkot and Tesayin that because of the issue raised by the Dog Mervava, so the Mishnah Berurah writes that he did not write that an Onain should refrain from reciting the Haggadah B'Leil HaSeder. Meaning, even with the kula of Seder Hayom, so we'll talk when we get to the Isser of Talmud Torah and Avel, that things that are mi Seder Hayom are mutter. Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming that not all the Haggadah is Bechlal, the Heter of Seder Hayom. So if you were to assume that there is an Isser Talmud Torah for an Onein on Yontif, so maybe an Onein should not be reciting the entire Haggadah, only the bare minimum that's necessary to be Yotzei the Chiyuv. So the Mishnah Berurah there gives some credence to the Dog Mervava, who argues and assumes that Nihugei, that Talmud Torah is Aser for an Onein on Yontif. Rabbi Carr points out that's not necessarily a steer of Mishnah Berurah's, because there may be a difference between Yontif and Shabbos, because of the nature of, or the stronger simcha component of Yontif, that maybe even if Talmud Torah is usher for an onen on Shabbos, maybe it would be mutter on Yontif. So I believe the Psak HaMekubal is that an onen is usher b'Talmud Torah on Shabbos. So writes Badi Yosholchan Sifkata Mem Dalid. Although in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa has two chapters on Hilchos Avelos and Chelik Beis. So in Perek Samach Dalid, Seif Kaf, Perek Samach Dalit Seif Kaf, and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasar, Neuvert Paskins, that an Onein is Mutter B'Talmud Torah on Shabbos. I thought that was a little surprising, but I believe the Psak and the Kubal is that an Onein is Aser B'Talmud Torah. I saw the Baal Yishalcha makes the following observation, that there are two elements of Talmud Torah. For an avel. So an avel is not allowed. An avel is not allowed to engage in Talmud Torah, but we'll talk about the machlokas bali tosos. But we paskin that dvarim harayim. Well, so that's Tisha B'av dvarim harayim is definitely mutter. So that's the machlokas rebeinatam bitzirus or rebeinatam ziknuso. Whether it's a heter dvarim harayim for an avel, but to the extent that there's a heter for dvarim harayim for an avel, that so the Baal Shulchan points out, to the extent that there's a heter of dvarim harayim for an avel, that would not apply to an onein during the week. An onein during the week, it's not just that he's aser b'talmud Torah and behilchos avelos, but he's also aser b'talmud Torah because he can't be osik b'mitzvah, so he can't do anything that's going to interfere with tzarichei kvura. So an onen would be prohibited from even learning dvarim harayim. But on Shabbos, even if there's an iser talmud Torah, but dvarim harayim should be mutter for an onen. right, during the week, an onu to be usher in Dvarim Arayim, not because of the technical Isur Talmud Torah and Avil, but because an Avil isn't osig in any mitzvah because he can't do anything to interfere with Tzarchi Emes or Kavod Emes. But on Shabbos, even if he's knowing the Isur Talmud Torah because of the Hilchos Avel Shabo, but there would be heter of Dvarim Arayim because that Nihug is mitzad Avelus and not mitzad Aninus. Aninus restrictions don't apply. It's because of Avelus that he's asked for Talmud Torah. And if it's only mitzad Avelus, so then there's a heter of Dvarim Harayim. Okay. Even though an Onein Meshabbos is asked for Talmud Torah, an Onein is allowed to go to Shul. He can daven. What about reciting Kaddish? The Onen goes to Shul. Kfir hasn't taken place yet. Do you recite Kaddish on Shabbos? So that's the machlokas, the Taz and the Shach in Simin Shin Ayin Vav. So the Taz in Shin Ayin Vav, Sifkat and Dalit, assumes that Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelus, and you can recite Kaddish for this Nifter even if he hasn't been buried yet. Because Avelus is not the trigger for Kaddish. Then Onen goes to Shul, according to the Taz, on Shabbos, during Aninus, recites Kaddish. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKasef argues, as does Rav Shlomo Le'eger here in Simon Shem Mem Aleph in the Gilya Marsha, the Shach assumes that no, Kaddish is connected, the reason, as we'll talk about, if we get to it later on, the reason we recite Kaddish is because it assists in ensuring that the Nifter is not going to end up in Gehenna or will be removed from Gehenna. So Gehenim is only a factor after Kvura. There's no Gehenim before Kvura. There's no point in reciting Kaddish before Kvura. So says the Shach. Mishabrua, in Simon Ayin Aleph of Katan Zayin, Simon Ayin Aleph of Katan Zayin actually paskins that even during the week, an Onen is allowed to go to Rishol to recite Kaddish. He can't daven. He can't say brachos. But he's allowed to go to Shul to recite Kaddish if there are other people that can be Osei B'Tzarchei Meis. And Kol Shekein, he can go to Shul and recite Kaddish on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe discusses this in a tshuva, Yeridei Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Samech, Yeridei Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Samech. So he refers to this machlok as the Shach and the Taz. He says, the Taz doesn't necessarily disagree with the Shach's assumption that there's no Gehenim Kodun Kfura. But the Taz assumes that Kaddish is still going to be effective ahead of that. That if you recite Kaddish before Kfura, so that could, in a forward-looking way, have a positive effect for the Nifter. Because mitzvahs done by the sun, even before Kvura, could be helpful. He says, there's definitely no chiyuv to recite Kaddish before Kvura. But if he wants to say Kaddish, and there's some toeles, then he could. Maybe the Shach's whole disagreement with the Taz was he thought the Taz was saying that he's mechuyev to say Kaddish. And the Shach says that's not true. But maybe the Shach would agree that if you want to, you could. And maybe there's something to be gained by it. So maybe there isn't such a broad machlokas. Ramoshek says that he saw in Rav Chiya Michal Tukhachinsky's Gesher Achayim that the minhag is like the Taz. And Ramoshek says that he heard from his father that he held that it is a good idea to say Kaddish. But I believe common practice is like the Shach that an Onay does not recite Kaddish, definitely not during the week, and even not on Shabbos. And what happens if and onen as yard site for a different parent is during aninus. So Shlomo Eger writes that if he has yard site for another parent on a weekday, and he's an onen, but there's someone else could be osay b'tzarach yameis, so then he's allowed to go to shul and recite kaddish. That's considered a mitzvah derami anafshe, just like if you have a milah to perform. It's your son was born, you're an onen, it's day 8, you have to do milah, so that's mitzvah derami anafshe, so that an onen is allowed to do. Okay. As we noted earlier, Piskei Tshuva Tzivkat and Kaf Beis, also quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Orachayim Ayin Vav Tzivkat and Vav, Ayin Vav Tzivkat and Ayin Al, sorry, Tzivkat and Vav, Ayin Al Vav, they quote the Yad Eliyahu, who raised the question about whether an onen damitz mincha er Shabbos samach lishkia. So the Yad Eliyahu says yes, there's no asaskus anymore. Piskei Tshuva rejects it. And I saw not only Rav Avadya, but Shmir Shabbos also paskin, Rav Narvid also paskins, that samach lishkia and onen should daven mincha er Shabbos. But again, I believe that minhag olam is that an onen does not daven mincha on er Shabbos, even. Even samach lishkia. Okay, so let's stop here for today, and we'll begin next time. I sent out a second piece of page of Mar Mekomos. We're going to begin going through Nehugei Avela, starting with Suda Savra, Simon Shin Ayin Zion, and going on from there, probably straight to the end. And then hopefully we're going to go at a relatively fast clip, like one Nihu Gavelis a day. Sorry, Shinayin Ches, we'll start with. The next time we'll do Suda Savra Shinayin Ches and Birchas Avelim Shinayin Tes, maybe Star Malacha Shin Pei. And then we'll be moving probably at a pace of one Malacha Ashir from Shin Pei Aleph and on. And maybe, one Isser Avelis Ashir, maybe two, depending on the length of the Simanim. And basically go straight to the end and then go back and pick up Kriya and pick up Hilchas Beis HaAvel, Hilchas Nichum Avelim, Shinayim Vav, Kaddish, and some of those assorted topics. So I'm working with the assumption that we'll be able to go through the end of June and then hopefully cover all of that in the next few weeks. Okay, have a great Shabbos.
What's the schedule for next week?
Yeah, so next week, I think Wednesday we'll have a Zoom share and Thursday in person, Mirz Hashem. Does that work? Is anyone traveling on Wednesday?
I am, if they let me out. there's sirens in the middle of shear.
Oh, yeah, there are more sirens today?
They're like just now. I'm in the Miklat, I'm in the Oser.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Wednesday we'll try to do on Zoom. I can't do 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Could we do maybe 4 next Wednesday? Do you prefer 5?
I think 4.
Four. Okay, so we'll confirm after Yontiv, Blin Eder. But the way things look, I think we'll try for 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and then Thursday, for session back in person. Okay, good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, everyone.
Shabbos, good Yom Tov.